Thank you, Ian. Now we will talk a bit about the arts and just a touch of sport. The sport is, of course, the further charting of the results for Norwich City Football Club. However, other events are prominent in the city too, as the Madder Market scores a success with its production of The Little Mermaid. There is to be a passion play in the streets of the city over Easter. Changes to St. Peter Parmentergate Church in King Street, and the Aviation Museum puts on a special event to commemorate the Falklands conflict. Dean Smith has confirmed Norwich City will exercise their 12-month option to keep Timu Pukki at Carrow Road. Smith revealed publicly Pukki is a key part of his plans after the Finns' ninth Premier League goal of the season sealed a 2-0 win over Burnley. The 32-year-old was touted with transfer interest from La Liga club Celta Vigo last week, although Pukki batted away questions on his own future following his claret strike, his 75th league goal for the club. The striker could still depart on a free this summer if City did not opt to keep the prolific marksman at Carrow Road. Smith is leaving that in sporting director Stuart Webber's court, but has already made his feelings known to both the club and the player himself. My sporting director is on that. We're going to exercise the option, and he is an important part of what we do, said the head coach. I don't find the speculation distracting at all. That's why I have a sporting director, and I enjoy having a sporting director.
Disney movies often make the step up onto the stage these days. The Lion King, Frozen, and Aladdin have all proved popular on Broadway and in the West End. Now Norwich is set for its very own Disney treat, The Little Mermaid, at the Madder Market Theatre. And the Echo Youth Theatre's production of the children's classic is Hoot. The auditorium was full of friends, parents and people who adore the Disney film on opening night, with many folk buzzing at their first visit to the theatre since the pandemic. And in true Echo fashion, this show does not disappoint. With exceptionally good costume design by Joe Myers, Kim Loveday and Kirk Wills, the audience was instantly in the palm of the performers' hands because visually it was such a high standard. The costumes were completed with trainers that had wheels in the soles, allowing the cast to glide across the stage to create a memorising underwater feel.
Norwich Churches, Salt Mine Theatre Company and charity Celebrate Norfolk are joining together to stage a free professional passion play on the streets of Norwich City Centre this Easter. Taking place on Easter Saturday, April the 16th, at both 11 a.m. and 3 p.m, the drama tells the history, changing story, of the last few days of Jesus' life. It will start at Hay Hill and process up to Millennium Plain in front of the Forum, with the audience following the actors. It will then move to outside St. Peter Mancroft Church, and the final scene will be inside the church. Taking part in the immersive 80-minute performance will be a dozen professional actors from Dudley-based Salt Mine Theatre Company, as well as 40 or so community cast actors, choir and band members from a number of different Norwich churches. Norwich-born actor Freddie Goimer is set to return to his hometown to take on the leading role of Jesus, an opportunity which both terrifies and inspires him.
In 1486, England finally put the brutal War of the Roses behind it when King Henry VIII and Elizabeth of York married, uniting the Houses of Lancaster and the House of York. And in the same year, in Norwich, there was another new beginning with the opening of St. Peter Parmergate Church in King Street. The Carvenist building was a statement of the power of the church and the power of our city, But fast forward almost 550 years and that new church was empty and quite decaying until now. Where there was once worshippers, now there are skateboarders. City Shop, the drugstore, has moved into the church and the boss hopes to offer more than just boards and accessories. With a ping pong table, lounge area and soon to be tuck shop, owner Sam Avery has tried to create a social space for the city's skateboarding community. A planning application was lodged with Norwich City Council to build an indoor skate park, store and cafe within the church back in September 2021, but permission was only granted in February of this year. Mr. Avery says delays within the planning process meant the funds to build the indoor skate park had dried up and his business was hit hard. A city council spokesman said the decision took longer due to the church being Grade 1 listed.
A Norwich museum is marking four decades since the Falklands conflict with a special event. The conflict was an undeclared war between Argentina and the United Kingdom between April the 2nd and June the 14th, 1982. This month marks 40 years since the start of the conflict, with events across the county and country over the coming months to remember the 255 British service personnel who lost their lives. City of Norwich Aviation Museum will commemorate the milestone with an open day, featuring talks from servicemen deployed to the region over the 10-week period. Roger Poynting, the museum's company secretary, said, "Two of our aircraft were involved in the conflict. The Nimrod, a maritime patrol aircraft, was there for about 6 weeks and flew a lot of missions for up to 12 hours at a time, making sure the seas were clear of Argentinian ships. The second is the Avro Vulcan. Only four Avro Vulcan bombers were sent down to Ascension Island to attack the airfield at Port Stanley, and our one at Norwich is one of them. She's not just any old Vulcan."
Well, we have now reached the end of part one. Mark and Pauline will follow on now with part two with more news, a second feature and information desk. So Paul and I will say goodbye for this week and hope you enjoy the rest of your listening.